Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to the practice gestures with voiceover tutorial. I'm actually going to be doing this demonstration on my iPhone 3GS. However, you will be able to follow along with the iPod Touch with no problem at all. I'm actually going to turn my iPhone on by holding the power sleep button in for 2 seconds, and it will take around about 15 seconds for the iPhone to start up. And since I have VoiceOver already enabled, it will actually start speaking, and in my case it'll say screen curtain on and the time. So we'll just wait for the VoiceOver to start.
9:41.
There we go. Screen curtain on and the time. Now I'm just going to flick my finger to the right, front finger.
Monday, 5th October.
And again.
Unlock button.
And do a one finger.
Unlock. Messages.
Double tap on the icon to unlock the iPhone screen and get to the main home screen, which in this case it said messages. Double tap to open, and of course double tap to open again is with one finger double tap. Now to practice the voiceover gestures, we want to go into settings, general, accessibility, voiceover, and then choose the practice gestures button function. So let me touch about a third of the way down on the iPhone screen.
Maps. Double tap to open.
And now I'm going to flick with one finger and keep flicking to the right until we get to the settings icon.
Weather, voice memos, notes, clock, calculator, settings.
Okay, we're on settings, and now I'm double tapping with one finger to open up settings.
Settings.
And now we want to get down to general. So again, I'm touching the phone about a third way down the screen with one finger.
Wi-Fi, Woody, button.
And we're on Wi-Fi and Woody, which is the name of my network. And now I flick my finger to the right and keep flicking until I hear it say general.
Carry on, notification, sounds, brightness, wallpaper, general, button.
And there's the general button. Double tapping again with one finger.
General, select, settings, button.
Okay, and the focus is actually on settings button. If we were to double tap that with one finger, we would go back to the previous screen, which was indeed settings. Now accessibility is right down the bottom of this general screen, so I'm actually going to touch about a third of the way up from the bottom of the iPhone screen.
Auto lock, never, button.
And now I'm going to flick my finger to the right until we get to accessibility.
Passcode lock, restrictions, home, date and time, keyboard. International accessibility button.
And there we are on accessibility. I'm double tapping with one finger.
Accessibility general button.
We want to now get to voiceover. So I'm touching the screen, hopefully just below my status line.
Voiceover on button.
And I landed straight on voiceover. If I wasn't on that, I could flick to the left or flick to the right to get to the right item. And now I'm going to do a one finger double tap, of course, to open up voiceover. And the reason why it's saying on is because it's already activated. So double tapping with one finger now.
VoiceOver on. Accessibility button.
We want to get down to the practice gestures button. So I'm flicking my finger to the right until we hear that item spoken.
VoiceOver. Switch button on. VoiceOver speaks items on the screen. To select an item, touch it. To tap the selected item, double tap. To scroll, flick 3 fingers. Practice VoiceOver gestures button.
And there's practice voiceover gestures, and we're double tapping with one finger.
Practice voiceover gestures in this area. Select the done button in the top right corner and double tap to exit.
And with this screen, we've got instructions at the top. We've got a button on the right hand side at the top where we can double tap to exit. But anywhere on the rest of the screen, we can touch to practice our gestures. So I'm actually going to do the 1, 2, 3 finger commands on the screen, plus flicking to the left, right, up and down, and also I'll show you the actual rotor command. So let's do our one finger command first. So one finger touch on the screen in the middle.
Touch, select item under your finger.
Select item under your finger, one finger double tap.
Double tap, tap the selected item.
One finger double tap, select the selected item. In other words, choose it and run it. Let's do a 3 one finger tap, so one finger three times, one, two, three. And as you can see, if there's no function associated with the command, it actually won't speak. So with the one finger gestures, there's one and two fingers. Let's try a two finger touch on the screen.
Two finger single tap, pause or continue speech.
Okay, two finger tap on the screen is pause or resume speech. Two finger double tap.
Two finger double tap, start and stop the current action. For example, answers and hangs up a telephone call, starts and stops playback of music and video, starts and stops the stopwatch, starts and stops video recording, takes a picture in camera, starts and stops voice memo recording.
So for me, I'd like to think this function of starting and stopping recordings, as in the voice memo, starting and stopping a phone call, and starting and stopping music playing through the iPod function. Okay, let's try a two-finger triple tap and see what happens. One, two, three. And again, as with the one-finger command, nothing, because there's no command associated with doing a two-finger triple tap. Let's move on to the three-finger tap on the screen. So three fingers on the screen, touch.
Three-finger single tap, speak page number on those being displayed.
Speak page number or rows being displayed. That's actually quite nifty on the home screen and other screens of the iPhone, so you can tell what page you're currently viewing. Let's do a three-finger double tap.
Three-finger double tap. Toggle speech on and off.
Toggle voiceover speech on and off. Now, that's not to get confused with turning voiceover off. It just mutes the speech, but the voiceover gestures are still active. Okay, let's do a three-finger triple tap. One, two, three.
Three-finger triple tap. Toggle screen curtain on and off.
Toggle screen curtain on and off. And if you remember with my phone when it first came up talking, it said screen curtain on. Screen curtain is a privacy function where a sighted person cannot see what the voiceover user is actually doing on their iPhone because the screen's completely blank. So that's the one, two, and three-finger gestures. Let's do a one-finger flick up.
Touch. Select item under flick up. Move to previous item using rotor setting.
Okay, move to previous item using rotor setting, and we'll get to a rotor in just a tick. One-finger flick down.
Flick down. Move to next item using rotor setting.
Now, when it talks about moving by the rotor setting, if I touch two fingers on the screen and rotate them as if I was actually turning a dial, that rotate command moves between character and word, and if you're on an HTML page, by link, form, headers and so on. Now, I sometimes find touching the screen doing this particular function, you might find the iPhone saying different things to you, but we'll try it and see what happens this time. So I'm going to touch two fingers on the screen, and then I'm going to rotate my finger to the left or right and see what it says. So two-finger touch and rotate my two fingers.
Rotate clockwise. Select next rotor setting.
Okay, and I'm going to do a two-finger rotate to the left.
Rotate counterclockwise. Select previous rotor setting.
And select previous rotor settings. Now, you probably can't hear that in the recording, but it makes a little dial-y type noise, for want of a bit of a term, that tells you you're moving a dial. So flick finger up and flick finger down. Moves by character word, or as in if a HTML page was visible, by link, heading, form, and so on. So let's flick to the left with one finger.
Flick left, move to previous item.
Let's move to previous item, and that's, again, primarily what I was actually doing when I was actually moving around the iPhone screen to get the settings in general. But I was using the right finger flick to the right gesture, because I was moving to the right most of the time. So let's do that gesture now. One finger flick to the right.
Flick right. Move to next item.
Let's move to next item. Now that's the one finger flick up, flick down, flick left, and flick right. Let's do a two finger flick up.
Two finger flick up. Read page starting at the top.
Let's read page starting at the top. That's pretty self-explanatory. Two finger flick down.
Two finger flick down. Read page starting at selected item.
Read page starting at selected item, so basically where your voiceover focus is. And there is no two-finger flick to the left or to the right, so we won't bother doing that one at the moment. Let's try a three-finger flick up.
Three-finger flick up. Scroll down one page.
That scrolls down a page, and a three-finger flick down.
Three-finger flick down. Scroll up one page.
Scrolls up a page. Let's do a three-finger flick to the left.
Three-finger flick left. Scroll right one page.
Scroll right one page, and a three-finger flick to the right.
Three-finger single tap. Skip page number or rows being displayed.
And as I said previously, sometimes when you touch the screen, if you haven't done the right gesture, it'll actually say what it thinks you're doing. So let's try that again. A three-finger flick to the right.
Three-finger flick right. Scroll left one page.
And that's scroll left one page. So basically, those three-finger flick up, flick down, flick left, and flick right, they're great when you're moving around a screen full of information and you're not on the screen that you actually currently want to get to. I find the flick left and flick right with three fingers is great when you're on the home screen of the iPhone and you want to get to other pages and they're not visible, or you want to get back to previous pages. So that's basically most of the gestures, or if not all the gestures, of VoiceOver with the iPhone 3GS. So I'll just show you how to find that Done button on the top right-hand side. And I'll also show you an easy way to exit practice gestures. So I'm taking my finger to the right-hand side at the top, and coming down the right-hand side of the iPhone.
54% battery. Practice VoiceOver gesture. 54%. Done. Selected. Button.
Okay, and as you could tell, I had to actually fiddle around a little bit to actually find the Done button. And if I was to use that Done button, I would do a double finger double tap. So one finger double tap on that button to activate it. I actually find for some people that's a bit hard to find that Done button. So what I normally suggest people do is actually come right down the bottom of the iPhone screen, find your home button, and press actually the home button, the physical button in, and that'll take you out.
Settings.
Right back to the initial home screen, where we started from in the first place, which was settings. And to turn the iPhone off, if you wish, you hold the power sleep button in for 2 seconds.
Power off button.
And the power off button, I'll double tap.
Power off.
One finger.
Shutting down settings.
And the iPhone is shutting down. I hope you found this tutorial of use. If you have any suggestions or questions, please contact the Adaptive Technology Service at Vision Australia. Thank you for listening.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.